I had met the man, but now there were two revolvers strapped to his hips. Instinctively, I knew he was the game warden. I glanced at the squirrel involuntarily. I knew the season was closed, but the man was grinning. "That's all right. I saw it all," he said. "That's lucky for me," I said, "but I really caused him to shoot it. I thought he was hunting squirrels." "No, he's hunting nothing that lives in trees. He was hunting old King Solomon."
"I see," I said, though I didn't see at all. "A triangle affair, possibly, or a mountain feud."
"Old King Solomon is a bass," he said. "We call him that because he's so smart nobody can catch him. That fellow with the gun hooked him once, but couldn't hold him. Ever since he's been trying to shoot him. Well, that's against the law, and nobody's going to do that if I can help it."
"How big was he?"
"I don't like strangers to think I'm lying," he said, "even when I'm telling the truth."
That was enough. I determined then and there to keep a sharp lookout.
"Where does King Solomon hold court most of the time?" I asked with a studied effort to be casual. "It seems that our friend with the gun expects to find him in this hole. Has he ever been seen here?"
"Once, about a year ago, but he might be a mile or two up or down by now. Well, I reckon I'll get back to town. See you again."
Well, I did see the warden several times after that, and when I saw him, usually I saw the man with the gun.